Vihine, kol ha-hoilodois kulam heim bechinas hoilodos hamoichin. Rav Nosanel says, all births that take place in this world, whether it's a child, a human child being born, a boy, a baby boy, or a baby girl, or even lahavdil, the birth of an animal, all represent a birth of seichel, of moichin. It's a birth of knowledge, of intelligence. Why? Ki rak bishvil ze bora Hashem yisborach es ha'olam. Because this is the main reason why Hashem created the world. Ubishvil ze hu yisborach mekayim es ha'olam. And it's for this reason that Hashem sustains the world. What reason? What's the reason? Bishvil sheyizgale hamoyach vahadas. So that intelligence should be brought into the world. Which intelligence? Sheyedu hakoel ki Hashem hu helikim. That everything in creation should realize that Hashem is king, that there is a creator who's behind all of creation and who's the one who's sustaining the world. Ki kulam bechochma osiso. Because the Torah tells us that Hashem created everything bechochma, with intelligence, with seichel. He created everything with intelligence, and he created everything for intelligence. Every single being in this world was created for the sake of this chachma. Ukamayshekosa bezoyer hakodesh, as the Zoyer hakodesh tells us, shekol habriya, that the entire creation was created, begin the yishtemoidoin lei, so that they should get to know Hashem. They should get to recognize Hashem. Who's the they? The human beings, the plants, the trees, the birds, the rocks, everything in creation should come to acknowledge and recognize Hashem, each one on their level. V'al kein, and therefore, kol ha-hoilodois sheba'olam, all the births that take place in this physical world, midor ledor, from generation to generation, shezehu kiyum ho'olam, that's how the world is sustained, right? That's how we continue the world. That parents have children, and the animals also. They give birth to children, and the parents pass away. Hakoil rak bishvil zeh. All of it is for this ultimate goal of begin the ishtemoidoin lei, recognition of Hashem. The alkein, and therefore, b'chol hoilodo sheboilam nimshach v'nizgale ezedas kefi ha'hoilodo. With every birth that takes place in this world, There's a measure of das that's being brought into the world, that's being revealed. That's an oy based on the type of birth that it is. Vafilu bohilodois behemois. Even when an animal is being born, nimshach venoilad gamkein eze das. That is also the introduction of a certain level of das, of intelligence, kifi ha'hoiloda, relative to the birth. We know that there are more intelligent animals and less intelligent animals. All kinds. Ki kol habehemois v'hachayois tohoirois utameyois kulam einom noilodim boilam kiim bishvil ho'odom habaldeo habalbchira. Because all domesticated animals and non-domesticated animals, kosher ones and non-kosher ones, all of them are born into this world only for the sake of man, for the sake of human beings who have this higher intelligence, who are habal b'chira, the one who has free choice. Shekol ha'olam nivra v'niskayim rak bishviloi kayadua, because the entire world was created and is being maintained only for the sake of man. This is one of the basic foundations of Judaism. For us to realize this, to believe this, that the most important being in creation are the human beings, and Hashem, everything in creation is created around us, to serve us, to give us the ability to achieve recognition of Hashem through all of these things, through the animals, the plants, the trees, everything. V'al kein, and therefore, kidei shal yidei ha'hoilodo hazois, kidei shal yidei ha'hoilodo zois, so that every birth that's taking place is to introduce some new das into the world that's going to be given to the human beings, Shebeshviloi noiladom eskayim hakol, for whose sake everything is being born and being maintained. Kedei shalidei ha'helod hazois yenoisef lo yezodas, so that through this birth is going to be increased some das. Lohovin alidei pile masi aboiris borach, for us to be able to understand by seeing the wonders of Hashem. One of the most wondrous things that Hashem does is the ability to give birth. That's any kind of birth, whether it's a birth of a caterpillar or a butterfly or anything. Mikolshkein, and especially, b'hoilodas ha'odom atzmoi, when we're talking about the birth of a human being, shehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas das, where the human beings are the real ones who represent intelligence. V'alkein, and therefore, tzrichen lekadesh kol hoilodois horishoinois b'odom u'bahema. And it's based on this that we have a special mitzvah to sanctify the first birth of whatever it is, the first birth of a human child, the first birth of an animal. Shehu bechinas mitzvahs kedushas bechor. This is the mitzvah of the holiness, the sanctification of the firstborn. Shehu hoylodo horishayna, shehu ho'ikar. Because the firstborn is always the main one. V'hakoyl nimshach achareho. And all the other births follow the lead of the firstborn. This is a very important concept that we've mentioned several times in Likutei Halachos. The Arizal mentions this based on his Kabbalistic teachings, that the firstborn receives the majority of the spirit and the life and the intelligence of the parents. All the other children that come afterwards are following in line, lahavdil, like a train. You have a train with 10 cars. The front car has the driver in it and all the machinery, you know, the other cars are being pulled along. It's not exactly like that, but to a large degree, the main one that's leading all the children that are going to come is that firstborn. V'zois ha-mitzvah nitzavu tekev b'yitzias Mitzrayim. And this commandment to keep that firstborn special was given to us immediately upon leaving Egypt. Kamosha Kosov, as the Torah says, Kadesh li kol b'chor, sanctify for me all of your firstborns. V'chol yitzias Mitzrayim, hoyo al yidei hachnoas b'chor de sitrachra, shehu harigas b'chorei Mitzrayim, u'b'chorei Yisrael nitzoylu. And the whole concept of the Jewish people leaving Egypt, how did that come about? The grand finale was when Hashem destroyed the firstborn of the Egyptians, which is the firstborn of the Sitra Achra, and Hashem saved the firstborn of the Jewish people. Ki oz b'yitzias Mitzrayim hoyo ikaro hoylodas hadas. Because when we left Egypt, when the Jewish people left Egypt, that's when there was a whole new birth and revelation of this das, of this awareness of Hashem. Ki oz noilad v'nizgal alidei Moshe Rabbeinu. This new das was brought into the world through our leader, through our rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu. Which new das? Ki Hashem hu hu elikim. For us to realize that Hashem is king, and that Hashem rules, that everything going on in this world is under the direct personal supervision of Hashem and direct control of Hashem. The Alkein, because of the fact that there was this major revelation of Das, of this Das at the time, that's why Nizkatshu HaBechirim, the firstborn, became holy. Shehu Hailodo Rishoina, that's the first birth. Kedei Sheyizoharu Yisroel Lekadesh HaHailodo Rishoina, in order to teach the Jewish people to be careful, to keep that firstborn holy. So that via that firstborn, there would be holy das being introduced into the world. Because that's the most important thing. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because with every birth, which we mentioned, is also a birth of intelligence. Anytime there's a birth of a human child or lahavdil an animal or anything like that, it also represents on a spiritual level a birth of das. an increase in the das in the world. And whenever that happens, yesh bo achizas toiv vora. There's good, there's a good aspect to it, and there's a bad aspect to it. There's good and negative. Ki la pesach chatos roivets. Because the Torah tells us that chatos, sin, that the sin, the evil forces of evil, lie in waiting at the entranceway. Why at the entranceway? Meaning, anytime something new is being introduced, is coming out of the bakery, coming out of the oven, they're right there looking to see it and to grab onto it. They want to grab onto it. The negative forces, the forces of evil. Ki machmas shal yidei hoylota zo is tzorach shiyanim shach das. Lahakir es haboyri isborach. Ayidei pilois hoylota zo is. Because of the fact that through this birth, this is supposed to bring an awareness into the world of the greatness of Hashem. Just by the wondrous miracle of seeing a birth take place, what that is, how that happens, that alone is a revelation of Hashem's greatness. Al kein taketh mesoyer ezel umaseh. So therefore, when that's trying to come into the world, the other side is saying, hey, 1 minute, wait for me. He's not so happy about this increased awareness of Hashem and consciousness of Hashem. That there's that zelu maseh, there's that parallel negative force, shehu hara, which is the evil, shekeneged atoiv, which opposes the good. Veroitze lehisachez b'ha'hoylodo, and wants to grab on to that birth, lahalim hadas hatoiv, to try to hide and cover up that das, that revelation. Ulaham shech das the sitra achra, and to replace it, to substitute it with das of the sitra achra, hanimshach me eitz hadas toivora, which comes from the eitz hadas. What do we mean here? Dainu hadas shel hakushyos vahastirois. This is the das of the questions about Hashem. This is the das that questions religion and that tries to show the contradictions in religion. Sheheim ma'alimim hadas dikdusha. They try to cover up the genuine awareness of Hashem. For example, we know today that there are scientists and doctors and everything who are writing books and everything to explain how birth is a natural phenomenon. There ain't no such thing as Hashem, G-O-D. That's a prehistoric thing. Those guys in the caves thought up that idea. Today we're intelligent, we're rational. We know there's no such thing as miracle. There's no such thing as unnatural. Everything is within the forces of nature. There's a scientific explanation of exactly how this works. How a man and a lady bump into each other and it results in this child with 4 trillion different components of the eye and the ears and the heart. It's all a process, an evolvement, an evolution of etc. etc. Umishom nimshach chevle ledo shel kol ha'bali chayim. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is the secret behind the difficulty in birth that all living things encounter, whether it's a human woman, the difficulty, the labor pains, the pregnancy and the pain she experiences during labor, during birth, and so too even animals. It's based on this conflict that's taking place, this tug of war between the good and the bad, this new das of holiness that's trying to come into the world, and this opposing force that's trying to cover it up and block it. Ube'emes ze letoiva gedoyla. The truth is that this is a tremendous benefit. Ki ikara ha'hoylodo b'shvil ha'bechira. Because as we mentioned earlier, we said 2 things. We said, number one, one of the main purposes of birth is das, but another main purpose of birth is bechira, free choice. That's the whole foundation of the existence of this world. Shehu ikar kiyum hoylam. That's what keeps the world going. As long as there's still free choice, Hashem keeps the world going. Ve'ikar ha'bechira nimshach al yidei ha'aloma hazois. And what allows there still to be free choice. Imagine a normal human being walks into the hospital with his wife and he sees her with that round stomach and he stands there for the next 30 minutes and he watches this unbelievable, incredible process of a baby coming forth from inside of her womb, you know, a baby with hands and legs and eyes and ear, everything. Which normal or semi-normal human being wouldn't say, Hallelujah. You know, this is the greatest revelation. This is Hashem in action. No human being, no billion scientists, no trillion computers could ever do anything like this. And that this would make the person really, really believe in Hashem totally. You know, the person and the doctors and the nurses, everybody there, right? And yet, Hashem, in order that there should be Bechira, Hashem has allowed these other forces to offer their explanations and their theories and their ideas and their machinery, and to have hospitals built on billions of dollars, philanthropic dollars, of which unfortunately a part of that goes to cover up the greatness of Hashem. That Hashem is in the Himalayas. Those guys who are going out there, the spiritual seekers, they might find him over there. In the hospital, we're in charge here. We're the ones who give birth and give... We're in control here. Everything that comes out of this hospital has our label. We've produced this. We've generated, you know, Rachmona Litzlan. Shehem HaKush Yisrael. Through their, again, the questions, the paradoxes, the unresolved issues that exist about religion. Alkein, therefore, Metzuven Yisrael Kadesh HaHilod HaRishayna. This is why Hashem has commanded us to sanctify that firstborn. How? Litnoi lakohen, by giving it to the kohen, kedei shayideze yizgaber hatoiv al hara. By doing that, we're strengthening the forces of good over the forces of evil, kedei sheyizku lahamshich kedusha samoichen, so that there should, yes, be a birth of new seichel, new awareness of Hashem, as a result of this physical birth that took place. Lehovin, that we should come to understand, ki tzadik ve'yoshor Hashem, that Hashem is righteous and good. Rak she'yef she'lehovin darkoi. However, we cannot completely understand the ways of Hashem. If we would understand Hashem completely, we would be Hashem. Very simple. Ulehischazek be'emuna shleima, and therefore to fortify ourselves with solid faith, that where I don't understand, so what? So what I don't understand? There are things my parents did that I didn't understand when I was 7, 8 years old, and when I became 27, I did understand. The fact that I didn't understand it meant that it wasn't true, it wasn't a fact, it wasn't a reality, it wasn't the right thing. Vazai zoichin ledas godoil daiko al yedei hakushois vahalomos. And when the forces of good, by performing this mitzvah of the Bechor, sanctifying the Bechor, we strengthen the forces of good, and then we're zeichet to a revelation of Das with the questions, with the unresolved issues. Kize ikar mailas hatzadikim vakshirim, because this is the true greatness of the tzadikim and the real religious people, shezeichen lama shezeichen, that they are zeichet to the levels of respect for Hashem and faith in Hashem that they achieve. Shehu ikar, why do they achieve such high spiritual levels? Why does Hashem allow them to come so close to Him? Sheikar machmashoyel and b'chira. The main thing is because of the fact that they had free choice. They had unresolved issues. They had questions about Hashem. They had things that they couldn't understand, and yet that did not prevent them from serving Hashem, from believing Hashem, from trying to do the right thing. Shenimshach mehakushes. And this free choice was based on the fact that there are questions, there are unresolved things. When you question something, then of course it's possible many people, when something isn't clear to them, they'll say, I don't want any part of it. I ain't getting involved in that. What do you mean? It's questionable. Whereas the truly righteous people realize that even though there are questions, there are major questions about Hashem, things I don't understand, that's not going to stop me. That's not going to prevent me from trying to understand what I can understand and trying to do the right thing, even based on faith alone. Vehem shibru hakoil. These tzaddikim, these righteous people, broke all of these questions, all of these obstacles, by really putting in tremendous effort into serving Hashem, the Alkain, and therefore, Hahelem hu tachlis hagilui, kiyodua. Rav Nosson now quotes a statement that's found in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that the hiddenness is the ultimate revelation. Because the fact that we don't understand everything about Hashem, that in itself is a major statement about the greatness and glory of Hashem. You follow? Person looks at a building, a huge, huge building, a complex, and they don't know everything in that building. They don't know how the electrical system and all of it. Wow, they're in awe, tremendous awe, because they see, they know it's real. They see the lights on. They see all the different things. They know how great it is, even though there's so much about it that they don't understand. And sometimes, to a degree, the fact that they don't understand it makes it even bigger to them. To them, this is all a miracle. Have those lights know when to go on and when to go off, and the sprinkler system and all the different things. Whereas the architect and the engineer, for them, to some degree, because they do understand much, much more, sometimes that lessens their awe and respect for the thing, because they feel like they have a handle on it, they have it in their hands, whereas the other person knows this is so far beyond my comprehension.